Way back at the beginning, we had some mention about unions declining. Can you quantify that? And maybe you can give us some idea of why that happened. And one of the thoughts I want to toss in there as part of that mix is this a side effect of globalization? Is this a necessary thing that, essentially bring workers here onto more footing of equality with workers across the border?
Well, that's a complicated set of questions.
I didn't want to give you something easy to answer.
Well, let me start at the simple part of it. The unions were at their peak in the United States in 1945 and 46. And at that point, 34.5% of the labor force was organized in unions, mostly in the private sector, almost entirely in the private sector. They are now down to about 11%, and in the private sector, it's about 6%. So they've been a radical decline in power. That's one of the reasons, and I think one of the central reasons, why the politics of the traditional liberal politics is so weak. But that's the reality. And the American labor movement was always weak by international standards. The Swedish labor movement was 85% of the labor force compared with our maximum, just under 35%. So why the decline? Certainly competition from globalization, letting in inexpensive goods from around the world, particularly Chinese goods now, in not free societies. So that's another question about the role of labor unions in other societies that are anti-democratic. That's one piece of it. The second piece of it, and this is the piece that is not really well understood, I think, although I'm working on a book which includes some of this. Labor unions have always been weak in the United States, except in unusual moments. So they were about 11% of the labor force in 1929, and there are reasons for that. One is race makes it hard to organize. The size of the country makes it hard to organize. Most of the European countries are tiny countries compared with ours. You can drop Germany into Montana. Well, if you've got a whole continent, it's really hard to organize labor unions. The companies get up and move to another part of the country if they don't like what you're doing. And you can't do that in smaller countries. So that's another reason. Another reason is there's no socialist tradition, and many scholars point to that, which has always backed labor in some European countries. Another is the individualist ethic and culture. Many reasons. So I treat the period 1929 until 1935 as oddities that created a stronger labor movement that really was weak all along and probably was going to return to weakness inevitably. So the depression boosted labor up another from 11% to 24% of the labor force. And then World War II, and then it boosted it up to 30%. And then just after the war, the post-war boom, they got up just under 35%. But as those special conditions, the depression, the war, the post-war boom, declined and disappeared, labor went back in the direction it had been going, and it was under assault from cheap labor from abroad. And then in the early 70s, the corporations and the Reagan administration began to really attack labor and further weaken it. So I think that's kind of a very sketchy answer to why labor is so weak in this country, but also why traditional politics based on labor supporting progressives. I mean, I think it's very important that we do as much of that as we can, but it's in retreat. We need to see that it is in retreat and not likely to go back where it was. So either there's another way, going simultaneously with whatever we can do that way, walking on two legs, or there isn't any way. And I think this buildup of different democratized ownership is going to be a piece of the other way going forward, changing the institutions that may give us institutional power in a new direction. There's a question about the whole society and whether as a whole, not just labor, we are really far too rich for a small planet that doesn't have enough resources. And that's a very different question about where we go in the future of an ecologically resource-conserving society and wages and scale, not just for labor, but for the whole society.